Welcome, 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 everyone. We are here in the Chapel in the Pines, this third day of WUMB's Summer Acoustic Music Week. We are coming to you from the Geneva Point Conference Center on the beautiful shores of Lake Winnipesaukee. I'm Buffy Groves, and we've got a little bit of rain coming down today, but our spirits are not damp. And before we begin, I just want to get a little shout out from the audience here to everyone listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are fortunate, very fortunate today to have three amazing musicians and music instructors here to perform for you. I have Martin Groswent and Lorraine and Bennett Hammond. So I'm not going to waste 1 minute of this on talking. So Martin, would you like to start us off, please, with a song?
Sure. Thank you so much. That's probably the worst I've ever played that song in the last 10 years.
Say a little bit about that song.
That song comes from Arthur Blake, Blind Blake. Mm. Not the one from the Bahamas, but the one who recorded in the 1920s. Just a brilliant, brilliant fingerstyle guitarist. Incomparable musician.
Yeah.
Great, great musician.
Just wonderful stuff. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I'm going to toss back and forth pretty quickly today because I want to make sure that I get as much music from all of you as possible. So welcome now to Lorraine and Bennett Hammond.
Hi there.
Lorraine, now, you wear many hats here at camp. You are not only an instructor here and a performer, but you are also the music director. And I just want to ask you, how is your week going?
This is you know, reality radio, and the week is going extraordinarily well. We have a rainy day today, but already we are at saturation with the music, and the classes are amazing. I'm teaching, well, I love all the classes I teach, I guess. I mean, I really do. And so Morning Song, which is in this same room, this beautiful resonant space, is full of singers who are having a great time with me, and we start the day that way. And then I'm teaching a songwriting class, and that one kind of ended a little early because we tried to take it outdoors, but when they started running the chipper, so that got noisy, and from my perspective, the classes are just a joy and delight. And Bennett, how's it going for you, I'm wondering?
You are doing your usual guidance of guitar for everyone interested in all aspects of how to improve their guitar playing.
You have to change their life, of course, so. Well, I'm at Sam W. It really doesn't get any better than that, I don't think.
Have you guys got a song for us?
We thought we'd start out with an instrumental. I have the Appalachian Dulcimer on my lap here, and it's an instrument. This one is set up with four equally spaced strings, and so a dulcimer guitar duet. It's a tune called Jonah's Dream. It's one that I wrote.
This is the first tune we worked out. Thank you.
That was just beautiful. Thank you so much. That was gorgeous. And that combination of instruments, dulcimer and guitar, it's not often heard on the airwaves these days. We are very lucky to have it going out and preserved. But I'm going to toss back right away to Martin Grosswent. Yes, I know. I mean that way. I make you sing and play. How are your classes going?
My classes are going swimmingly.
What are you on this day? Yes. What are you teaching?
If you're Natalie Wood. I can't believe I said that.
Too
soon, perhaps.
Everybody seems to be enjoying them.
Yes. Well, of course.
I hope I'm imparting some information. I'd settle for just information, short of wisdom or anything else. I have no idea what to play. So.
So are things coming your way, or what?
Tuning.
It was a shot. It was a good one.
I'll do an old Townes Van Zandt song we all like. Living on the road, my friend, is gonna make you free again. Now you wear your skin like iron. Your warmth as hard as kerosene. Weren't your mother's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Pancho was a bandit bull. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the desert down in Mexico. No one heard his dying words. Had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to do. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they let poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the federales say could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Thank you. where Pancho fell, left his lemon in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. A few great federales say we could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say we could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Out of kindness, I suppose.
That was gorgeous. You know, you said in your intro you'd sing a Townes Van Zandt song we all like, but one of the wonderful things about a cover version of a song is that it can make you hear the song again for the first time. Right. And I think you definitely have that with that particular song. I reheard it, the whole story, again, so you thank
know, you. I came to an interesting conclusion several months ago.
Yes.
Did you know that the Boston Symphony Orchestra is a cover band?
I cannot refute that. That is absolutely accurate. Thank you, Martin, very much. Lorraine and Bennett.
I'm thinking about that one, and yes, he's absolutely right.
Thank
How
you
refreshing.
About that.
What have you got? We're going to invite Martin to...
Oh, is it time?
Play on this one. Well, this is going to be the... Right? What do you think, Bennett?
Sure. You know, it's just tricky enough.
Tell us a little about it.
Well, you know, it took me a long time to be comfortable writing songs because I have no imagination, so I can only tell the truth. And, you know, there's only so much of that people can take. So. But this is a true story, and like any song I write, it's all true. The names and dates have been changed, but it's all true. Lorraine left home the day after she graduated high school. She was gone.
She was on a bus?
Looking for a home and kind of not finding it in a very complicated set of ways. And I did the same thing, except that I never finished high school at all. I just left home. I wound up actually being a high school dropout and then a college dropout and finally a graduate school dropout. It's my academic career in a nutshell. But so this song is called Happy Little Home, and it's just a true story about what happened to us, but it's cryptic enough so that nobody's embarrassed by any of it. I'll start with the A part, the part that's not the...
Not
usual. Oh, Mama died to leave me. Papa just left town. A house that I grew up in, they up and tore it down. Well, I set out to wander this whole world round. I was looking for a home. I didn't want a mansion, just a place to call my own. I didn't need a million, just enough to get along. I didn't want to ramble, and I did not want to roam. All I wanted was a happy little home.
Take it for me now,
will you? Stars that you were searching to. Bless the day we found it was time to settle down in that happy little home. I didn't want a mansion, just a place to call my own. I didn't need a million, just enough to get along. I didn't want to ramble, and I did not want to roam. All I wanted was that happy little home. Now it gets tricky because it goes, I don't need a penthouse flat, just a place to hang my hat. And it won't take a lot of scratch to satisfy this cat. I ain't gonna ramble no more, because I know where it's at. And all I wanted was this happy little home. I didn't want a mansion, just a place to call my own. I didn't need a million, just enough to get along. I didn't want to ramble, and I did not want to roam. All I wanted was a happy little home. And all I wanted was a happy little
That was great. Thank you so much. Well, we are drawing close to the end of this radio broadcast today. And before we go, I want to thank a few people. These shows are brought to you by the Summer Acoustic Music Week, which is an adult education initiative of WUMB Radio. So I want to thank our engineer at WUMB, Rob Landry. I want to thank Station General Manager and the Sam W. Camp Director, Patty Domeniconi, for making all of this possible. And I especially would like to thank our sound engineer here at Sam W., John Dershak. And now, while I am hoping and expecting that our three performers will have something to play us out on, let's give them a big round of appreciation for this show today.
Along with a chorus, you'll be joining us.
Swing and turn, jubilee, live and learn, jug of cider, swanter,
jubilee,
live and learn. As mean as a lump of coal, and girls sweet as candy. Swing and turn,
jubilee,
live and learn.
Jubilee,
swing and turn. Jubilee, live and learn.
Chance
they'll be back on Monday.
Swing and turn.